Want to meet Judy Pilak? Can I just mention this before we move on? With we're going to talk about the Sterigenics plant that is not going to be reopening in the western suburbs with Jim Durkin, who is the House Republican leader.
Yeah.
And that's his district out there. But I would like to point this out very quickly before we talk to him. Judy Pilak is going to be at the Goodwill store in Lake Zurich on Saturday. It's going to be spooktacular. This is a great way to meet her and not have to get on Tinder, I think, is a good way to look at that. You can shop for your costumes and your decorations, and we'll give you the chance to win Goodwill gift cards and tickets to a Chicago Bears game, courtesy of Goodwill. Maybe Ben should go out there and get more tickets and complain about having to get to the game. Goodwill stores in Lake Zurich, located at 746 South Rand Road. Come on out Saturday, October 5th. That's this Saturday, noon to 2. Details at WGNradio.com/events. All right, Jim Durkin is joining us, and... Well, Representative, thank you so much for being with us. Sterigenics has just now announced that it is going to permanently close that facility in Willowbrook. Obviously, the community has been, ever since it became obvious that what they were dumping into the atmosphere, into the environment there, was potentially very, very hazardous. This has really been very, very scary for that whole community, hasn't it?
It has been, and Ro, thank you for letting me on for a few moments. It's been about a year and a half when the U.S. EPA, through one of their divisions, dropped this chemical bomb on the village of Willowbrook, saying that the elevation of cancer is highly greater in this town because of Sterigenics, and it set off a chain reaction of events, which nothing I've seen before with the public and also all elected officials, which also led to further study about air emissions, but also, more importantly for me, when the Illinois Department of Public Health released a cancer cluster report, and they showed that they were greatly elevated circumstances or situations regarding of leukemia, breast cancer, pediatric cancer in this area. There's nowhere else that you can point to, which is the responsible party. I've looked at this in so many ways, and it's the operations and the use of this product called, this chemical called ethylene oxide, I believe is responsible for making many, many people sick over a period of years.
Now, is there a way to, I guess this is the real question here, because obviously, if you drive on the Stevenson out toward Willowbrook, you see all the ads for the lawyers. They're
yeah,
basically,
you're right,
trying to say, hey, if you've gotten sick, call us. Do we know how those cases have been going? I mean, is there a way that this has either maybe not de jure but de facto been tied together?
I can't say for certain. There's some 40 to 45 cases that are pending in the DuPage County Court and also the Cook County Circuit Court regarding wrongful death and other acts of negligence. They are still in the very early stage, and those are going to proceed. I don't think this closure is going to have any impact on those cases, but the cases are going to continue. And those aren't going away. And I don't know what the future is going to be for Sterigenics and their parent company. They're going to have to make a decision, an economic decision, of whether or not they want to continue to fight them or if they're going to settle the cases. But these cases are the closure of the plant today is not going to sway or give any juror potentially down the road any sense of satisfaction. There's 40 years of pollution in the air through Sterigenics and its predecessor, Griffith Laboratories, that have to be held accountable.
That's the sad part. You just said it right there. Decades of emitting potential toxins into the air. You have families that have multiple family members affected with rare cancers. You have moms and dads worried that their kids used to play baseball with downwind from some of the whatever was being released into the air, and people who went and played golf right by there. And so many people thinking, right, what's going to happen down the road from now? If more and more cancers develop in members of my family? It really has become a public health crisis situation.
It is. It's a public health crisis. You cannot reverse it. What has happened in the past is just prospectively. And I can say that there's parents that don't let their kids walk outside the house without one of those little surgical masks that you see in hospitals. You can't sell property out there. The property's been devalued. And that's a peripheral side effect and terrible effect from this. But what I said about a month ago in a press conference, I said they're just looking to get back to some type of normalcy, getting back to living their lives. And the X factor in this has always been the operation of this facility, which is right in the within a few hundred feet of residential neighborhoods. And, look, this is planning that went on decades ago. But at this point, you know, I'm satisfied. I'm pleased that after all of the disagreements I've had with Sterigenics under their decisions the last year and a half, they made the right decision today. If you're not wanted, leave.
Well, the question I think a lot of people in the area have is, first of all, how widespread is this? In this cancer cluster, how widespread is it? And it obviously goes beyond Willowbrook a little bit, right? I mean, they're
goes into Western Springs where I live.
Yeah. And,
As an aside, Ro, I don't know if you know this, but in 2006, I was diagnosed with a brain tumor, right? Brain cancer.
Yes, I do know.
Oh,
and, you know, yeah. So I can't say it was that was it, but you know what? It makes you think.
Of
you know what? What prompted this?
Right.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm deaf in my left ear, but you know what? I'm standing up straight. I'm vertical, and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
So the other question is, by the closing of this plant, and obviously they've not been operating for the last year and a half, but do we believe that the area is safe? Is the you know, are the kids playing in the parks or you know, playing football on the fields or soccer, whatever it is? I mean, is there any residual carcinogens that might be you know, still in the environment that are freaking people out or that people should be worried about?
I don't know if they've gone into how far they've gone into the soils in the park, and into, I don't think it's on a well system, but I don't know how far it has, how deep the contamination has been. All that has been tested has, from my understanding, has been the air, and, that is where the stacks are emitting the EO, but I can't say that the rest of the area still does not have some type of residual contamination. I hope it doesn't. I don't know enough. It's a very complicated chemical, and I just hope that, again, that there can be this we can sound a whistle and say, everybody go back to living your life. I hope we can get to that point very soon.
You hope so. I mean, don't doubt the power of a community to raise their voices, to rise up against a company that might not be acting the way it should be. I guess I wonder now if Sterigenics is moving. They say they're getting out of there because of an unstable, according to them, legislative and regulatory landscape. They said a lot of the information out there is false. That's what Sterigenics is saying. But where do they go now? I mean, do they land in another community? Maybe the voices aren't as loud, or do you think they'll pick a place that's far away from residential?
Well, you know what? I think that if they're going to continue on with that operation, they're going to have to, because a bill that I passed at the end of the legislative session places great restrictions upon opening up of new sterilization facilities 10, 15 miles away from any parks, schools, and residences. So they basically have to be out in the field somewhere where there's going to be little or no threat to the health of any residents that are anywhere near that facility. So we're not saying that you have to get shut down, but you're not going to do this type of work in a densely populated neighborhood in the city of Chicago or the suburbs of Chicago.
So this is a victory for the people of that your district and the people of the southwest suburbs there today.
It's a huge victory for them, and I give them the credit for being vigilant and being strong. And boy, I tell you what, their voices were heard. They are an organized group of individuals, and I was proud to be working with them.
Mm-hmm. All right, State Rep Jim Durkin, thank you very much. Oh, you know, I don't want to mention one thing unrelated to any of this.
Yeah.
Jim and his family. Next week, is it next week, 2 weeks? No, next week.
It's,
next Thursday is going to be honored by the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation for all of their work on behalf of the city and on, you know, just doing the right thing. Jim comes from a family of 400 brothers and sisters. I think people may not be fully aware of that. And We're having all 400 of them at the
they're the sweetest bunch of guys. So it's all boys too. You know this, bro.
Yeah,
all boys, 400 boys.
Yeah. Is there a Mike and a Steve and a Johnny? Because we always say that the family.
You name it. There's an Ignatius. There's a
of course there's. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So they've kind of brought me into the family a little bit. And it's a scary place to be. I'm not going to lie to you. But they have done amazing stuff for this community over the years. And obviously it's a very common name. So people always assume that, you know, are you part of the Durkin family? And everybody goes, yes. So that's why there are 400 guys downtown right now all saying, yeah, they're like judges and doctors and lawyers and, you know, what CTA conductors, whatever it happens to be. And they're all, oh, yeah, yeah, because they figured to get some sort of little something extra.
That's really great. Thanks, bro.
All right, Rep. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
Right, bye-bye. Jim Durkin, Republican leader down in Springfield. How are things going down there?
But that's action you want to see.
Yeah, but the Sterigenics thing is a big deal.
It really is.
Very glad that they've made that decision and that there are people. I know a lot of people who live in that area and they are totally freaked out. I mean, even people who are not necessarily in that what has been identified by the EPA as a cancer cluster, but people just, you're not sure whether the wind is blowing. And then obviously in Jim's case or in other cases that I'm aware of, people get sick and they don't know why. And they never do know. And there's a lot of rare cancers down there.
Right. The Chicago Magazine did an interview with Jim Tomey's wife, Andrea, and she, I think, believe they were Burr Ridge, Hinsdale, and Darien area. Mm-hmm. They've lived in two different places, I think, or maybe three. And she talks about the different rare cancers in her family and just the not knowing where we let our kids play. Are they going to be okay? You know, a lot of concerns even moving forward.
Right. So good news there today, at least in that area. All right, let's talk to Don Kleppen. What's coming up in the news at the top of the hour?
Row, after Mayor Lightfoot took a step to make teachers' union talks more transparent, the CTU wants to go further. More on that at 4.